The days are longer, the calendar is filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grüns. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing, they're easy to toss in my bag on the go, plus they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA and FSA, eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grüns.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The technology sector contributed 107 billion euro to the Irish Exchequer last year, and data centres are at the heart of that windfall, but are considered demonised. That's the view of Digital Infrastructure Ireland in a new report, which also found that any restrictions on new data centres could cause considerable harm to the economy in the age of AI. It comes as Friends of the Earth publishes its report, which will say that data centres have already drained 715 million euro from the Irish economy. Maurice Martel is the chair of Digital Infrastructure Ireland, which represents the data centre industry. Good morning, Maurice.
Good morning, Joe.
Are you equating the profits from tech giants to data centres?
I think what we're trying to say is that there's a very integrated, digital infrastructure is very integrated into the Irish economy. So not only in our daily lives, but in all aspects of a commercial life. And data centres historically, as I've said at the start, have been demonised around energy usage and not creating an awful lot of direct jobs. And the reality is that that's a 10-year-old conversation. We're now on to a much more nuanced conversation around, you know, the implications of not being able to support continued growth of the infrastructure and the implications that has on our economy, but also the opportunities that that brings for future investment. At the present moment in time, we're still struggling a little bit to be able to articulate what that long-term digital strategy plan is.
Now, I had Gary Connolly on the show from DII, and he said that Ireland may have missed the boat already on some of the AI infrastructure because of the moratorium that you referred to under the previous energy minister.
That is correct, yeah. So we've missed a whole load of opportunities. I'm not saying that we would have won all those investments because obviously they would have gone to other countries, but yeah, we weren't even at the table in many of those conversations for infrastructure at scale. So now the goalposts have shifted. The LEU policy has now been announced last Christmas. We've got the critical infrastructure bill coming through.
This is the local energy supply regulation from the regulator, which says that data centres should provide the guts of their own energy, and most of that should be renewable.
Yeah, so for new connections now, there's sort of conditions around data centres getting new connections. So you've got to have 100% dispatchable power. So if you're building a 20 megawatt data centre, you've got to be able to deliver 20 megawatts back onto the grid. You've also got to show a roadmap to be 80% renewable over a 6-year period. You enter the capacity market every year to sell back energy back onto the grid. So it is conditional. It's going to be expensive, but it does give the industry the opportunity to make informed investment decisions around future growth.
So if you're a big tech giant, global tech giant, and you look at this requirement to build a data centre in Ireland, including renewable energy and being able to put energy back into the grid, and then you might look at some other European country where there's no such requirement, why would the tech giant choose Ireland?
Well, we've got a very, you know, we've had a 20-year history of building capacity here in Ireland. A lot of the tech companies have their headquarters here. They've built large-scale infrastructure here already at scale. There's an ease of doing business here. A lot of the infrastructure is in place. So it's, you know, the desire is to continue to grow here if they can. Obviously, they've gone elsewhere in this last sort of wave of AI activity. I think we're close to being able to position ourselves to look at the next wave, but it's important that we align our policy, our planning, and our sort of long-term view of where can we build capacity at scale in Ireland.
The well-known US Congresswoman Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez brought in 2 jars of brown water into Congress last week, reportedly contaminated drinking water from residents' home near a giant Meta data center because most of the water in the area had been used to cool data centers. That sounds very worrying, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of this stuff, these are myths that, are creation. I mean, like, you know, most of the chilled water systems for data centers are closed loop systems, they're called. I won't get too technical, but the water is put in at the very start when the site is built. And then it's maintained and treated on site for the duration of the life of the asset. So there's no more water ever used to bring in additional water into the site. So contaminated water doesn't make an awful lot of sense.
And do data centers offer to give the heat generated by data centers back into the system to heat homes in the winter? Yeah, they also don't need it now, but in the winter they would.
Sure. So part of the circular economy, district heating system. So a lot of the countries up in the Nordics, so in Stockholm and Helsinki, they've got district heating systems already built, and the data centers tap into those. So the waste heat is used to heat up.
We don't have that in Ireland. We could use that here, couldn't we?
Well, there's some projects that have district heating systems already connected into them. Obviously, the wider infrastructure isn't in the city because our temperate climate is slightly different to a lot of those other locations.
I am the boss of the International Data Center Authority. Now, that's a think tank. I had them on the show recently, and he said, if you have a Facebook account, you can't complain about Meta building data centers. Do you agree with that?
Well, look, I just think that now digital infrastructure is just, it's like a utility. You know, we have to look at like water or energy. It's just a critical part of everyday life now. So, I mean, there's nothing that we do in our personal lives and in our business lives and in our corporate lives that doesn't involve some form of interaction with digital infrastructure.
And do people get the connection between uploading a picture and a data center?
I think they do now. I think the narrative has changed. I mean, a lot of this report is to try and shift away from the old conversation around it's all around capital investment. It's about direct jobs that are employed. I mean, as I said, that's a 10-year-old conversation. This is much more around Ireland's future economic growth will be dependent on what we do around our digital infrastructure industry.
Maurice, thanks for coming in. And that is Maurice Martell, the Chair of Digital Infrastructure Ireland.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.